Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you all to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019. And I'm your host for this evening, as usual. And I am the Miracle Man. And I'm so glad that you made the choice tonight to be a part of what God has for you this evening. As I know God has great plans for tonight.
All right.
And I know. And I know that he has a plan for you, for your life, for everything that he has for you.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you.
I just know that.
All right.
I just know that he has everything planned out for you and how it's going to go.
All right.
Now. Here's the plan for tonight. I'm going to do the monologue and that we usually do. Then we're going to sing a little bit. Then I'm going to pray. And we're going to go into the Word of God and look at Mark chapter 5 this evening. Then we're going to do sports. Sports headlines for tonight. I have Tigers, what happened this weekend, and the look ahead. Justin Verlander threw a no-hitter the other day. And I'll discuss that. I have Lions prediction season outlook for this season. And then I have also for this evening, I have what happened with football over this weekend with our local high schools as well as with Michigan and MSU. As you can tell, it's a lot of stuff. Figure I'd start with the testimony. So, as it is a testimony Tuesday, and the testimony is this. So this past weekend, I went up north to the Cadillac area where my grandpa lives. And I go to this week and this past weekend, my mom got a call from my Aunt Dawn saying, I understand you guys are going to be there. Can Rivers sing with me on Sunday? My mom asked me. I said yes. And I helped her to lead worship. One of the songs I actually carried because it was actually in a male key. So That was real cool.
I did.
I don't think it was that Dawn that gave me that opportunity. God gave me the opportunity. And I took full advantage of it. And I know that God used me as I did that. And I did it as unto the Lord. I did it with a heart to serve. Next week at my church here in Redland is the Ministry of Helps Conference. I'm gonna take some time tomorrow night. I would do it tonight, but because we didn't do a show last night and all the stuff I have to do, and the other reading and teaching I want to get to tonight, the Ministry of Helps stuff, I will do that tomorrow night. And what is it about? And what's the purpose of it? And I'll discuss that tomorrow. But as I said, I sang, you know, for the glory of God. Now, real quick before I give the phone number, and then get into the song that I want to sing for tonight.
Okay.
And the lesson for this evening. And everything else. I'll just mention that you can come to your local McDonald's right now for some great deals in the McDonald's app. Example, you can get $1 off a large fry, or you can come to your local McDonald's and grab a 20% off of a 4-piece or a 10-piece chicken McNuggets. And of course, a reminder that all the time, at McDonald's all the time, you can get any size soft drink at McDonald's for just $1. A reminder, Coca-Cola is always better than Dr. Pepper. Every time, no matter what. Now, listeners, I'm going to tell you how you can tell others how to be a part of this great radio program. It's really easy. You want to call in and listen to me, listen to this show, be a part of it, and then if you'd like to let me know what you think, or feel free to give me your opinion, ask me a question, as long as it's not political, there's a number you can call in. The number to call is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that's 215-383-3810. Please listen for the prompt. Go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through the assistant. My assistant went into the phone, so they'll let me know we have a caller, and I'll let you on. And hopefully we can get some great callers to see. Now, Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come before you, Lord God, with a heart of honor and glory to you, Lord God. My honor, Lord God. It's an honor that we get to praise you and worship you and sing about you. Yeah. We love you, Jesus. The atmosphere is changing now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Overflow in this place. Fill our hearts with your love. Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love. Your love surrounds us. Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. We need your presence. Spirit, your kingdom come. Your will be done here as in heaven. Spirit of God, fall fresh on us. We need your presence. Your kingdom come, your will be done here as in heaven. A miracle can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Hey.
The evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Miracle can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here. The evidence is all around, but the Spirit of the Lord is here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living home. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for.
to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come to us this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome by your presence, Lord. We worship you tonight, Master. Praise your holy name. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power, for the Holy Spirit, that you're working on the inside of us, working on the outside of us. You're working on us, Lord God, all the time. Thank you, Lord God, that we just come tonight from wherever we are. We come to receive of you. From you tonight, Lord God. And I just thank you that you are just, that you would be glorified tonight in everything that we do in this program tonight. In Jesus' name. And I thank you that as we open up your word to learn more about you, that these people would receive something tonight from you that you have for them. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And now, Lord, I confess over the show tonight that sponsors and partners are coming into this radio program, that increases in listenership are coming into this program. I thank you that finances are coming into this program. And most important of all, Jesus, I thank you right now, God, that many souls will come into the kingdom of God as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. If you have your Bible, open it up, please, to the book of Mark, chapter 5. Praise God, Mark, chapter 5. And I'm going to go down to verse 21. So we'll read verses 1 to 21. And then I'll stop to teach and preach. And discuss. And I want to encourage you that whatever I do on the show, you follow along. We sang tonight. It's going to be a goal of mine to do it a bit more. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to try to do it in a format of, you know, as we have time with the Lord. I'm going to try to work on it being
when it comes to the Word of God, I'm going to try and make it more. Worship, Word, Workshop. We worship the Lord and sing unto the Lord. We're opening the Bible right now. And then has God put something on my heart for me to pray over for people? I'll do that. That's workshop. And so, and I believe in participation. So that's why I want you to open up your Bibles to Mark chapter 5, if you're not there yet. Then, I don't know. I might send you to military school if you're not there. Membership class, I don't know, something. Okay, I won't do that. Just open it up to Mark chapter 5. I'm going to begin healing. I'm going to begin reading the word. And I'm going to call this God casts out demons. I mean, Jesus casts out demons. I'm going to begin. I'm right at verse 1. Mark 5, 1, NIV. And we're going down to verse 21. Verse 1. And they went across the lake. By they, we mean Jesus Christ, Jesus and his disciples. Now, they went across the lake into the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tomb. No one could bind him anymore. Not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot. But he would tear his chains apart, and he broke the irons that were on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell at his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I swear to God that you will not torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied. "For we are many." And he begged Jesus, I'm turning the page, and he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding down on the hill. On the nearby hillside, the demons begged Jesus to send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them. He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned in that water. Those tending the pigs ran off
and reported this in the town and countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man, and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but he said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man did. And so the man went away, and he began to tell in the disciples how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. All right. So, what you have here is Jesus had been at one place, and then he left and got in his boat so that he could go to another place. As he was in, at that time, you know, for his last 3 years of his life, he had his ministry. And that boat was his traveling tools. Kind of like how many, how some pastors have jets. Like Dr. Buckley has. And so it'd be like he would have an airplane, it'd be like he got in his, because back in the Old Testament they would have chariots. What would it say? Yeah. He got into his boat. I mean, he got out of his boat. And right as he was getting out of his boat, right there at that beach, someone was there who had been demon possessed. And this man, he was totally full of the devil. He could not be bound at all. For one point, he could be. He would break. He would actually break the chains that were on his feet. That's how strong he was. And not one human was able to subdue him. He would cut himself all the time. He'd be out. He found out in the country all the yelling during the daytime. And then when he saw Jesus, the man and all the demons that were in him, they said, "What do you want with us, Jesus? Promise to God that you won't torture me." And then Jesus cast out those demons.
obvious that he was not saved at all. Because of the amount of demons that he had in him. He was totally demon possessed. Some people will try to play with this whole demon thing and try to be like, oh, it's not real. It is. And this is one of the miracles. But Jesus said he cast out every one of those demons. And all those evil spirits that were in him. He cast him out of this man. And then they said, if you want us gone, the demon said this. If you want us gone, why don't you just send us into the herd of swine? And then Jesus allowed them to go down into the herd of pigs. And then the demons and the pigs, both went down a steep bank, down into the lake, and they died in the water. And when people heard about Jesus healing the man, miraculously delivering that man from all those demons, a lot of them were afraid. They were especially afraid when they saw the man who had previously been demon-possessed. All these people in that community, they would hear him doing his yell. Some of them may have seen him cutting himself. And then when they saw him dressed and in his right mind, acting normal, instead of praising God, they were afraid. I'm sure they didn't have belief that Jesus could do that. They should have been happy. Now this guy won't be cutting himself anymore. We don't have to hear him yelling anymore. These people wanted him to leave their region, especially the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And about the whole Sadducees thing, it really is sad, you see, as Dr. Buckley says all the time, sometimes. But then as he was getting back into the boat to go to the next place where Jesus was going to go teach, the man who had formerly been demon possessed, he wanted to go along with Jesus. Jesus said, no, sir. I want you to go home to your family and tell everybody what the Lord has done for you. The man went and did as he was, what he was told by Jesus. And all those people were so amazed. And those people praised God. they praised God. That they had been delivered. That man had been delivered. From all of those demons that had wrecked his life for so long. You know, this stuff is real, folks. All these miracles I read you about Jesus, all these things that he's done that are written there in the Bible for you to learn from, not one of them is made up. Not one of them said, all right, we got this storybook. Let's see what we can throw in it. Nope. Jesus did all of these. And guess what? He's still doing miracles. He's still doing them today. I can't wait to see church services where it is commonplace to have demons cast out of people. And it being a normal occurrence. Because in the last of the last days, which we're in right now, I think in our churches, the born-again, spirit-filled, fire-baptized churches, I think we're going to see a whole lot of sinners coming in and giving their lives to Christ. We're not only going to see prodigals come home, we're going to see others who don't know Jesus coming into the kingdom of God, deciding, I don't want to live like this anymore. I want to be different. I don't like what's going on. I'm not happy. I need help. And I believe you're going to see stuff fall out of people. Fall off of people. As pastors obey God, the days get dark. The times get darker and darker. As the days get darker and darker in the world, I think the days will get brighter and brighter in the church world. I think you're going to see people with all kinds of deciding to come into the kingdom of God. Sicknesses, diseases, you're going to see God just continuing to work all kinds of miracles. You're going to see pastors commanding demons to leave. You're going to see those demons just be bound immediately. Yeah. I think it's just going to be great.
No, we're leaving.
And once that guy was free, I can guarantee you he was shouting. Maybe not first, but maybe a little bit later. But I think the shouting was shouting. I'm sure the shouting was shouting. It was a different shout than what he used to shout. You know, when he was bound, by the evil spirit. He'd be shouting what he was shouting, whatever it was. It doesn't say what he used to shout. But I imagine. But then when he got freed of those demons, I imagine the city was shouting, "Hallelujah! I'm free! God has set me free! God has delivered me! God is my deliverer! Thank you, Jesus!" After those pigs had went down, the demons went down with the pigs, and all those demons and pigs went and drowned in the water. I don't know, maybe the... You know what? Sometimes, I think people got mad about the pigs? I think they got mad because they knew there might not be any more biscuits and gravy anymore. Could that be why? Maybe they wanted some biscuits and gravy. It's either that or really, they just had so much unbelief that they didn't think that God could deliver. Your first thought, once you're possessed, you're possessed for life. Can't undo it. Bound for life. No hope. But, you know, when the demons were cast out of this man, him being free, it changed his whole mindset, which had been, "Jesus, what do you want to do with us?" That wasn't him. I think he wanted to be free. So he was so happy when he got free. But those demons inside of him, they were all yelling, "What do you want to do with us? Don't torture us." And then once they get bound by Jesus, cast out, they went down into the lake, and they all died in that water. And then that was not a mistake. That was absolutely not a mistake. That Jesus did that for this man. And he still does those miracles today. Still. And I've never been demon possessed, but I know Jesus heals. I've shared my testimony before several times on the show and all the things he healed me from. I couldn't have done those things. I couldn't have done those things. Jesus.
And you want to know something?
Jesus paid the price for your healing and for your freedom and for your deliverance. He paid for that on the cross. Peter 2:24 says, and he was wounded, meaning Jesus.
He was wounded for our iniquity. Wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. For our sins, in other words. And with his stripes, we were healed.
And you can add to that, something that also same applies. You could say, we are healed, we are saved, we are set free, we are delivered.
Now, this man, he didn't have faith. He didn't have faith. He was possessed with a demon. A legion of demons. I don't know about you, but I don't think he was praying to God in between cutting himself. I don't think so. But he was desperate for help. If Jesus wouldn't have cast out those demons, I can guarantee you the story wouldn't have been in the Bible. What would have said? And he was bound forever and he died. You know what? God does not want you bound by anything. Whether it be a demon, or just an evil spirit. Whether it be sickness, whether it be disease, addiction. God doesn't want that for you. He wants you set free. And he wants you whole. And he paid the price for that. On the cross. At Calvary. And it's just amazing. All the miracles that you hear about. And I don't know why those people were so scared when they saw the man that had been demon possessed and he now looked normal. He was dressed, he was in his right mind, he was able to reason properly. And then he decided he wanted to follow Jesus.
And then Jesus told him what he wanted him to do. I can guarantee you that that guy went out and began to praise and worship Jesus. And so like this lady, pastor went on a trip to Nigeria many moons ago. Was this in my lifetime, Mr. P, or do you not think so? When he went to Nigeria. Was this in my lifetime, or was this like back in the mid-80s?
Yeah, I think it was before you were born.
Okay. But let's just say it was in the 80s. Dr. Buckley goes to Nigeria. And he's out in the country with the eagle fish. And he gets in a taxi. And it's in the jungle. So he tells the driver where to take him. So he says, okay. Takes him up there. They're there in the country. Pastor walks down the road, him and a couple of partners who are helping him. And they go there. They get to this house. And there's this pastor of a little church. And there's these ladies inside of the house, this little shack, actually, having a woman here. And they're worshiping and stuff. And then pastor sees this woman. I want to say she was attached to the pole. Is that right? She was attached to the pole? I think she was attached to the pole. She was basically bound up. With the hope that no one, that she wouldn't be able to escape it. And it had been known that she would burn herself with fire. And then she'd run and jump in the lake. And demons, Jesus dealt with the demons just like that. And so Dr. Barclay sees that. Says, you foul spirit, I curse you in the name of Jesus. And then Dr. Barclay tries to unshackle her. The guy says, no, 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 no. Even speak English. But you can understand, no, 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 in every language. And you know, those jungle people, they can communicate. They're in the jungle, man. And then they take the shackles off and they begin to minister to her. And Dr. Buckley and Sutton, they help her. And she starts to praise God and to clap and shout, worship the Lord and to be free. And then Dr. Buckley, later on, Dr. Buckley's coming back home. And he's talking to someone. And then he goes back and sitting in his seat on a flight. And then God basically said, well, what about that lady that you cast the demon out? The pastor says, yeah. And he wants to know, what did she say? Dr. Buckley says, I don't know. And he said, Dr. Buckley says, well, the demon was cast, the demon was cast out, and this lady praised you, and she danced and shouted and clapped, and then being God was like, being God, she didn't speak English. And then God said, you missed the whole thing. You know, so this lady didn't speak English. I know in my heart she was praising God. The fact that she got healed, God used Dr. Bunker, but it was God who did that. God did that. That lady got delivered. I believe there's a picture, I think it's a picture of the shackle on the wall. Is that what it is, Mr. Pete?
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a picture of the shackles that she had been bound in for all that time. And it's there on the wall. And see, that our God is an awesome God. He's a healing God. He's a delivering God who casts out demons. He casts out sickness and disease. And a lot of these criminals, a lot of these crimes that you have going on, all this crazy baloney that we've had going on all the time. Just had another case a few days ago, by the way. You want to know what it is? These people have demons. That's what's wrong with them. They have demons. That's why they're going out hurting all these people. They have demons. When are people going to realize that that is what's going on? That these people have demons. And what they need is Jesus. And what they need is born again, spirit-filled people and pastors to bind those evil spirits. When I see these people and the demons try to manifest, cast them out. Because if you have a demon like that, like what that guy had, the guy we read about, and then you get delivered and free, you act different. You act different. And the reason those people were so afraid about that is because they had never seen that guy act like this. And they just thought it was. They should have been more afraid when that guy had the demon. But these demons are not fun to joke about, folks. Absolutely not. They're not for some one day a week, a year, one week a year, or anything like that. They are serious. And they must be dealt with, cast out. Lord God, I thank you for this great word tonight. I thank you that you're handling it. Thank you for all the miracles that you've done, all the miracles that you still do. Thank you, Jesus, that you heal the sick, cleanse those who are not cleansed. You cast out the demons. You deliver those who need deliverance, sight to the blind. You make rich those that are poor. and everything that you've done for us. And I take a moment right now to pray for those people who are suffering in their mind or in their body. I thank you, Jesus, that you are the great healer. You are the great deliverer. You are the one that casts out evil spirits. And I just thank you, Lord, that your will be done in these people's lives on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for them, everything you will do. I call these listeners healed, whole, in their bodies and their minds, Lord God. And I think people are going to serve you wholeheartedly and obey you. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God you serve. What a mighty God. He's just so great. And I love him so much. Yes, Lord. Yes. Now, for sports, we had Justin Verlander the other day was pitching for the Astros, and you won't believe what he did. He pitched a no-hitter in the same exact place that he hit his previous no-hitter 8 years ago, the Rogers Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And he no-hit. Toronto. The Blue Jays, he no-hit them. He's given up more home runs than he ever has. But at the same time, he's struck out a lot of people this year. And his ERA is amazing. It's only 2 point something. Less than 20%, like 15% of the batters that he faces end up on base. That's it. And he's been doing a really nice job there for Houston, as they have the best record in Major League Baseball right now. And he still makes me proud when he does those great things like that, even though he's not with Detroit anymore. JB, you JB, I would say, keep it up. Whatever you're doing that's making you do so good, just keep it up. It's working. In fact, well, you know, he pitched a complete game and still lost to the Tigers, which is very rare. Speaking of the Tigers lose a series to the Twins 3-1. Last night, yesterday, they had the lead 3-2. the bases get loaded and they give up to the Twins. So the Twins beat them 4-3. Tigers now have 95 losses on the season. They'll try to get some winning again tonight in Kansas City as they take on the Royals at 8:10 p.m. Now, time for some football. We'll start with Dalhousie. Dalhousie, on Thursday, they went down to Flint to take on the Grambling Bobcats. At first, they looked decent. They actually looked decent the whole game. I didn't say great, I said decent. But they led at times, Grand Blanc led at times. Dow falls to Grand Blanc 22-20. Coach Jason Watkins, the head coach of the Dow Chargers, he said, I liked how we did on offense. I love that we had over 400 yards tonight. However, when we get into red zone, we have to finish the drive. Preferably with a touchdown. Twice they had to settle for field goals when they could have easily gotten touchdowns. They couldn't convert on the third down. Because of the 100-yard differential, that score could have been 34-22. Stop. Had they gotten those tough – wait a minute, let me do this now. Two times going into the field goal, getting field goals when they should have gotten touchdowns. Six. You take away the six, equals 14. And then six, yeah, 14, 21, 28. Should have been 28-22, but since they did not capitalize when they had the opportunities a couple of times and ended up with field goals, they did not win. They lost 22-20. I picked Dalhousie to lose, but I had them scoring more points than what they did. Now, the Midland Community Stadium, Chemex taking on Traverse City West. And the game was to start at 7. The game didn't start until 8 o'clock because, what do you know, lightning delay, which is exactly why I wasn't there. They start to play the first quarter, most of the way through it. Lightning delay. Time to wait for another 2 hours before we start the game. At that point, at 7-7. And they decided to wait it out because Traverse City had to travel so far to get here. And then they restarted the game at 10:50. Midland goes on to win 28-20. Over the Titans of Traverse City West. The coach said Coach Mettner said he liked what he saw. He loved the boys that they played with. They knew they had a challenge. They accepted it, and they did well. Obviously, they had a few things they had to work on, but generally, they looked pretty good. And I would have to agree. Even though I wasn't there, because Mother Nature would not allow it, I screamed it. Because ESPN 100.9 FM was there. Even though I shut it off at like almost 12 because I went to sleep. And they did a good job at getting the win. Great job. Michigan. Michigan had a good night from Shea Patterson. As Michigan goes on to beat Middle Tennessee, 42-14. Shea Patterson, like I said, did a good job. The offensive line and the secondary, however, are causes for concern. And hopefully they can get those kinks worked out before they have to play Notre Dame and Wisconsin soon. And even Army, sometimes they can be a little tough too. Hopefully they can get their stuff figured out as they look to see if they could maybe go undefeated this year. We'll have to see. But the defense did take a step back from what was a year ago. I did not hear Jim Brandstetter say sack time as much as I did in any game last year. I don't think I ever heard him say that in that ugly game last year versus that team to the south. Maybe in the first half when Michigan did a little better, but second half, though, they just that team to the south just let Michigan have it. Michigan's next game is against Army on Saturday. That's from Midland and Dow. Midland's next game is Friday at 7 p.m. in Flint as they take on Carmen Ainsworth. Dow plays Friday night at 7 p.m. at home at Midland Community Stadium against the Lapeer Lightning. I will be there to get my first personal press at Dow High. Because I like to preview them there for Dow's first home game. Or one of their home games, at least. So I can kind of see how they're doing. You know, and seeing their up close and personal. Besides that, they have a pretty good band. Good band. As does Midland High. Part of why I'm going is because I didn't go last week. Because just can't wait to get the season rolling with me being there. And I can't wait to hear that press box. how it sounds. Okay, Michigan State. Michigan State. They got a nice win on Friday, 28-7. I liked what I saw from the defense. And some of you may be wondering, which team do you think is better, Michigan or Michigan State? To that question, I will answer, it depends on which side of the ball you're thinking of. Offensively, Michigan is much better. Defensively, I will say it is a tie. Both defenses look good. If anything, I'd maybe give the defensive edge to Michigan State. I will, however, give the offensive advantage to Michigan. And I do expect to see great things coming from that offense this year. I think you'll see some games that'll be shootouts. Could you see Michigan, there being a couple of shootout games where Michigan has to score an awful lot of points in order to win? Like maybe 50-42 or something like that? Could you see a couple games like that, Mr. P?
Oh, yeah.
So there could be a couple of games where Michigan may give up 40, but they'll still win. Because defensively, they're not where they were last year. And hopefully, the defense will keep it up and do their part as the offense does their part for Michigan. And hopefully at Michigan State, the offense will do their part as the defense does their part. Because Michigan State over the years, I feel like, has focused more on defense as a couple of seasons recently, they had the best defense in America. Lions lost to the Cleveland Browns on Thursday. 0-4 preseason, but that doesn't count. So, let me see. Time to turn the page. To the regular season, which starts Sunday. The reason I didn't make any predictions for the Lions preseason games is because the preseason doesn't matter. And what I mean by that is, I mean, it doesn't count on paper the way the regular season does. So, what I see is the Lions that have a schedule with a mixture of some good teams on it and some not-so-good teams on it. Teams of note that are on that schedule: Vikings, Bears, and Packers, both twice. Then you have the New York Football Giants, Los Angeles Rams, Dallas Cowboys, and I want to say they have the Dolphins. But obviously, as usual, they have 8 games at home and 8 on the road. And when I look at this year, my expectations are for the Lions to run the ball more this year than what you've seen them what you saw him on last year. My hope is that the defense can improve as the season goes on. I thought the Lions did their best with Stafford out there. So I think keeping Stafford healthy will be crucial. And the season starts on Sunday out in Arizona. At, you're not going to believe what I'm going to call this, at the NFL's retirement home. You know that, Mr. B? The Arizona Cardinals, that out there in Arizona, that is the NFL's retirement home. That is where guys go out there to end their careers. And as they have not been doing so good out there, as of late, the Cardinals haven't. And we'll have to see on Sunday, will we get shuffled by the Cards, or will we shuffle the Cards? Honestly, I don't know what kind of cards they'll be. Maybe bingo cards, Briggs cards. I don't know. Does Briggs use cards? Mr. P, is Briggs a card game? Is Briggs a card game?
Briggs?
Briggs.
That's card game.
Yeah, so I don't know if they'll be like the bridge game cards, or if they'll be bingo or those other games. But my point is the season starts Sunday. And my hope is that they can. Well, here's the deal. The Lions have Matt Patricia as a head coach. They have a former Patriot as a general manager. They also have an assistant coach who was formerly with the Patriots. And the Patriots know how to win. They have Stafford, and they've signed some other good players in the offseason with a goal in mind. Win now. Obviously, in the preseason, that didn't go so well, but as I said, we flipped that page. And the question becomes, how many wins will they get? My prediction is that the Lions win 10 games, lose 6. They will win a couple of games that they should not win, in my mind. Health will be a key to achieving this goal. Also, the defensive line needs to work a bit harder. The offensive line needs to work a bit harder. The secondary, running, everybody needs to work together and to be focused on improvement over last year if they are to win 10 games. And hopefully they'll be able to get it done. If they can't have a winning season or make the playoffs, I think you could see Matt Patricia let go, or Matt Stafford traded, or the GM let go. I think there could be a big upheaval if the Lions do not have a winning season this year or make the playoffs this year. So my prediction is that they will find a way to win 10 games. Will it always be easy? Absolutely not. And yes, I'll have to deal with the penalty bug. And I don't know why the NFL officials do not like the Lions so well. But they'll have to work at that. By paying attention. And so my pick, Lions 10 and 6. Tomorrow night will be more Football Central, including Winning Wednesday, where I will pick Midland and Dow, Michigan, Michigan State, Lions, and another NFL game to be determined. And so, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody. Hey,